This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
You know, when you're coming back, you should always take your mic off mute. Welcome back. This is hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is a one-stop shop, and if you go to tacticalholsters.com, you're going to find everything that you need. Everything that you need. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Normally we do this on Monday, but I was getting myself disqualified from jury duty by being way too conservative. So tonight I'm joined by Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to talk the talk that we normally talk. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you rescheduling as you did. I know where you want to kick off, so I'm just going to let you kick it off. There's been a couple of late breaking developments that I will splash across your bow as we go along. But let me just let you start with that Arbalest Quarrel angle.
All right. Well, before I begin, I just got a call about a half an hour ago from my business partner, Stephen Dandrilli.
Yeah.
He's back from the Caribbean.
Okay.
He's headed home right now. He sends his regard to you, Bill, and to your listeners. And he's looking forward to being on the show next Monday.
Well, that's good. That's good. You and Steve are sort of like two binary ingredients. I can't imagine what it's like when you have any in the mix. What is it like when all three of you are together?
Well, actually, we are able to mesh very well together. We each have our own bailiwick, as it were.
Right.
Stephen is great with people. He's a great marketer. Our investor partner has a lot of good ideas regarding the Second Amendment, regarding reciprocity. He gives me in particular very good issues to deal with, and then I do the content. So we're always on the same page, and we each have our own expertise, and so everything works out just fine.
I still think of you though as a bond, you and Steve especially. It's like that bomb from I don't know which one of the Diehards it was, but when the ingredients mix, something explosive is coming out of it.
Yeah, the catalyst, as it were.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's a good thing.
I'm not complaining. I like it.
All right. So when we spoke the other day, the big issue, of course, is the travel suspension. I would rather not use the term ban. It really is not. That suggests a total,
it's outlawed.
A ban that does not allow anyone to come into the country at any time, now or in the future. And what we have really is a suspension. It's basically a 120-day suspension for the refugee program and a 90-day suspension for those that presently have a visa, and it gives the government, President Trump, an opportunity to revet these people and to be certain that they do not present a danger to national security and to our citizens.
Isn't the whole vetting process as far as they're saying they're from Syria, right? And we know that the people that are actually in the war areas, in the very dangerous areas of Syria, can't get out of Syria. And everybody that's supposedly a Syrian that gets in trouble, say in Europe, for example, is either Somalian or Afghani or Sudanese or, you know, one of those cats. So why is it that anybody out there, especially in Europe, I've heard all the stuff coming out of Europe, I'm hearing stuff here. Why would anybody get out there and think this is a bad idea?
That's a very good question. And I've wrestled with it myself. And what I've come down to considering is basically a different conception of reality that we're facing today. When we look at Europe with the EU and with their concept, what they refer to as liberal democracy, there's a complete breakdown of the concept of the nation state. They talk about open borders. They talk about the importance of basically opening up the world to everyone. It's the principle that citizens today are not citizens so much of their own country, but citizens of the world. And this liberal democracy has a certain attributes or qualities attached to it. And one of them is the concept of internationalism. And another one is globalization. And what we have in this country would have been similar had Hillary Clinton won the election. And we would have been moving in that direction. But now we are moving toward what this country was founded on, the notion of nationalism. But nationalism does not mean parochialism, the idea that that we think of things in a very in a way that does not seem to be very sophisticated. Let's put it that way. The other thing is patriotism. Patriotism is not a bad thing, but the way it's being argued in the newspapers is that it's a kind of super patriotism. The term is jingoism. And it's the idea that basically a person believes that its country can do essentially whatever it wants. It's the notion of exceptionalism, but taken to an extreme, such as we've seen in the early part or the mid part of the 20th century with the dictators. We have isolationism, but that too is not a bad thing. And we have this notion of protectionism. Well, protectionism is defined in the newspapers as a kind of racism, but it's really not. And yet, this is where we seem to be where the battle lines are drawn. And with this order that came down on January 27th, it's basically the president telling liberal media, telling Europe, telling the Democrats that there's a new a game in town now. There's a new sense of pride in America. And America First, which was the slogan of President Trump, basically says it all. And this is the thing that's being attacked. But I took a look at the executive order. I took a look at the actual First Amendment complaint that was filed by the state of Washington and Minnesota, also joined in that. And I took a look at the TRO.
Tell you what, Roger, hang on. I was too busy listening to you. Break is up. We'll be right back. Roger Katz, Harper's Parlor. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference. Truly.
is the difference. Quality, modularity, and indestructibility with a warranty that is a class in the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Back to Roger Katz, because from Arbalest Quarrel, because sometimes I just sort of get there where I'm just listening. And Roger, I was sorry to have to interrupt you like that. I saw coming up. It's coming up in the rear view real hard. So please continue.
All right. What I'd like to do is actually read a portion of the order that came down, the executive order, and put that in the context of the original complaint that was filed by the state of Washington and Minnesota, and also take a look at the reply by the government, and then the TRO, which is the order that came down that basically put an automatic stay on the enforcement of the executive order, the temporary restraining order. Looking at the January 27th order, this is what Donald Trump said. In order to protect Americans, the United States must ensure that those admitted to this country do not bear hostile attitudes toward it and its founding principles. The U.S. cannot and should not admit those who do not support the Constitution or those who would place violent ideologies over American law. It is the policy of the United States to protect its citizens from foreign nationals who intend to commit terrorist attacks in the U.S., and to prevent the admission of foreign nationals who intend to exploit U.S. immigration laws for malevolent purposes. Now, it goes on. There's a lot here, but basically, that's the gist of what the president is attempting to do and why anyone would have anything negative to say about that defies belief. Now, there's the First Amended complaint that was filed by the state of Washington, and this was in just a few days later, February 1. And it doesn't really talk about the order at all, but it says this, that Washington has an interest in protecting the health, safety, and well-being of its residents. Washington also has an interest in ensuring that its residents are not excluded from the benefits that flow from participation in the federal system, including the rights and privileges provided by the Constitution and federal law. Washington's interest in preventing and remedying injuries to the public's health, safety, and well-being extends to all of Washington's residents. Immigration is an important economic driver in Washington, and the technology industry relies heavily on the H-1B visa program, through which highly skilled workers like software engineers are permitted to work in the U.S. Well, that's all well and good, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the danger that the president's office is attempting to preclude.
It sort of sounds like a pretty semantic facade they threw up, because what he's actually talking about, most of these people, if they got over here, they'd be on welfare, right? They would get settled. There's agencies out there that get paid per head to bring them in, and they get an apartment and food and all this other stuff. And I mean, this is most of these people coming in are going to be on the dole.
Well, that's true, but there's something that's even more important, and it has to do again with what is the purpose of the order, and that is to protect the citizens of the United States.
That's right.
And if you look now at the emergency motion that was filed by the acting Solicitor General on behalf of the President of the United States, it says this. The injunction that the a court had put in place, the TRO, contravenes the constitutional separation of powers, harms the public by thwarting enforcement of an executive order issued by the nation's elected representative responsible for immigration matters and foreign affairs, and second guesses the president's national security judgment about the quantum of risk posed by the admission of certain classes of aliens. a temporary 120-day suspension of the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program and a suspension of entry of Syrian nationals as refugees until the president determines that measures are in place to ensure that admission of Syrian refugees is consistent with the national interest is not in any way to be considered unconstitutional. And then they refer to the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, which gives the president the authority, United States Code sections 1101 and so forth, specifically 1157 and 1187, gives the president the authority, the supreme authority, to basically give full faith and credit to the laws of this land. And that's exactly what he did to protect our people. It must be brought out, too, because you're hearing over and over again in the news media, and I'm sure your listeners are hearing this, that this order is unconstitutional. Unconstitutional against whom? If you're talking about Syrians or people from the Sudan or from Yemen who are not citizens of this country, they have no constitutional rights. And if you're talking about, well, this is against the freedom of religion, again, this has nothing to do with their constitutional rights. And in fact, when the TRO came down, the court didn't even talk about that. Basically, and let me get to that right now because I think it's very important.
We got about a minute left before we go on to break.
Okay, so real quickly, the temporary restraining order that was issued by this James Robart on February 3rd, basically says that the complaint that was filed doesn't meet the requirements for the issuance of an order because of the standards that are in place.
Right.
That it is likely to succeed on the merits, that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm in the absence of preliminary relief, that the equities tips in their favor, and that an injunction is in the public interest. And all of those are false. And the court does not refer to anything.
Okay. Here we go. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Back to Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about this order and everything coming down. I want you to finish up with this because I want to ask you about something else that's happening that sort of is going along with all of this other Trump derangement syndrome we see. But please finish. Finish up your point.
All right. Well, I wanted to just point out the conclusion of the Robarts order. He said, fundamental to the work of this court is vigilant recognition that it is but one of three equal branches of our federal government. The work of the court is not to create policy or judge the wisdom of any particular policy promoted by the other two branches. And yet that's precisely what this court has done. It's right. Basically become a political use of the judiciary to interject and to second guess the president. And the president rightfully said that he knows more about the dangers faced by radical Islamic terrorism than the courts do. And the very fact that the court had issued a temporary restraining order without any thought to legitimacy of the president's authority under the United States Code, one can only infer that the court decided that it was going to become a political body and make a political decision.
Right.
In signing for these for the state of Washington, and Washington, for its part, and Minnesota, are arguing that they could stand in the shoes of their citizens and also in the shoes of people that are not even citizens of the United States. So I think the TRO is probably going to be struck down when the Ninth Circuit hears oral argument tomorrow.
Do you think the Ninth Circuit will take it down?
I would believe that they would, unless they become, unless the three judge panel also considers themselves to be politicians rather than judges. But my guess is that looking at the law, that the president is on very, very firm ground. And the state of Washington is on very, very thin ice. So I would be very, very surprised if the Ninth Circuit, even though it's a very liberal court, would actually affirm this TRO. I just don't see it.
That would be, well, I mean, I know which way they went initially with the Peruta case, where there for a little bit everybody was saying California was about to become a constitutional carry state. So I know that they have these moments of surprising. If I've got the court right, am I talking about the right court here?
I believe so. The Ninth Circuit, California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, actually, and apparently Minnesota. I know there's been some talk about breaking up the Ninth Circuit, only because it seems sometimes to be a renegade outfit. But we'll have to wait and see. I'll give the devil its due and wait to see what happens.
Okay. I like that. Give the devil its due. As you look at what's going on right now, especially with Berkeley. Now, see, I have a theory. I think Milo Yiannopoulos should try to do a speech in every leftist town and let them burn themselves out. If that's the way it's going to be. But, they have obviously signaled, and we've got all these groups like Disrupt J20 and Refuse Fascism and all these other groups that obviously existed pre-Trump. I don't know why they existed pre-Trump, because they had Obama. But they existed pre-Trump, or maybe they came into being right when Trump, you know, November the 10th. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We know they're getting funding from Soros and everything else. Isn't this default to violence? And isn't it being, when it's being funded, I mean, I'm never going to buy another piece of Patagonia clothing, because Patagonia contributes to the group that funds Disrupt J20 that burned down at Berkeley, which I'm not a big Berkeley fan, but, you know, there's some people there that didn't do anything wrong to anybody. This, at what point should the United States be looking at Soros? That's item number one, and saying, I don't know, George, you're creating a little sedition here. This isn't democracy. This isn't peaceful assembly and protest and holding up signs and going, hell no, we won't go, when you start setting buildings on fire, brother. And when are they going to go after him for this? Because he, when you become the common denominator, can they get you for something like RICO or something like that?
I don't think it's, well, look, if Soros was behind this, clearly, anarchist attack. There were these individuals dressed in black uniforms that were clearly involved in some serious vandalism. I was surprised, first of all, that the police did not arrest these people. But it is Soros, and there are, and then the groups like Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org and a few others. And there's, I'm sure, internationalists as well. They have their own agenda. This is what I was saying at the beginning of the hour, that there is a basically a battle of ideology. Clinton lost. And yet these internationalists, these Davos people and Bilderberg people, they have a goal to break down the nation state. And Soros is one of them. It would be very difficult to attack him directly with his money and his power. But if a connection can be drawn to show that he is deliberately working to throw obstacles in the president's path, when it comes to the president attempting to defend this nation, then yes, sedition certainly would be something that the FBI should look at. And I would not be surprised once Sessions is confirmed, and he will be confirmed as the Attorney General, that they will take a very close look at Soros and a lot of these groups. In fact, they may be doing that right now. We just don't know it. And they could be laying the groundwork to bring an action against them.
We're coming up on the last break of the hour. When we get back, I'm going to ask you the harder question, which is a concern I have. And just because I think it's going to come to pass. But while I'm thinking about it, before we go to break, ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find their stuff at ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find it at AmmoLand.com. And on Mondays, every Monday that I'm not being asked to be on a jury, you can find somebody here from Arbalist Quarrel at Lock and Load Radio. So we're coming up on the last bit for this hour. We'll be right back. My guest, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that could make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, the fact that you can buy it all there. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from ArbalistQuarrel.com is Roger Katz, and now we get down to my favorite type of question, which I probably should have called you and asked you this, but I didn't really know where I was going to go this evening, Roger.
That's all right.
Since the left is so hell-bent on seeming to default to the violent side, right? What happens when they go around a corner and instead of finding a Starbucks and a bunch of banks and, you know, some parked limousines and some other things that they can smash, across from them are a handful of veterans that are tacked and tooled up and ready to go? What then?
What indeed? One thing we do know, the police around the country,
yeah,
that under Obama and certainly under Clinton would have been hit with more and more consent agreements, and their policies would be dictated by Washington, by Loretta Lynch in the Justice Department, there would be a real problem. I mean, we see it already in Berkeley and what happened. The police just stood by, and that tells you something about California. But around the country, I don't think we have to worry about individuals. There's certainly plenty of Americans, and I'm certain your listeners and myself would definitely protect ourselves when it comes down to it. We can do that. But on a major note, if it looks like a big mob is beginning to form, we do have the police, we do have the National Guard, and it's very clear now that the president is not going to handcuff the police. So they'll definitely be a force to that these anarchists are going to have to reckon with. That will not be a problem. My concern really is not with the mobs, and it's really not with the mainstream media. I mean, the mainstream media is not part of the government, and it's clear that they're just whistling in the wind. And even though they try to make the biggest argument that, oh, they're neutral and they're above board and this, that, and the other, we know they're not. And the truth is in the pudding and what they write and how they defend these mobs and the arguments they're making now, defending, it's hard to believe, individuals from terrorist nations against our own people. And it'll only take a few terrorist actions and we'll see how many people come around. But the anarchists, they don't care. And they're out to destroy this country. It's not going to happen under the president's watch. So I don't think we have to be too concerned about that.
Well, I hope not. See, here's my biggest problem. You know, when it was Obama, and then when we thought it was Hillary, we're going to be Hillary. I looked, like, after the SAFE Act, I looked at New York, and I was afraid that something was going to happen in New York where a bunch of cops killed somebody for not registering their weapon, and that was going to be a flashpoint. Then I thought the same thing about Connecticut. Of course, it turned out to be where there actually some people actually went somewhere. That turned out to be the Bundy Ranch, which, you know, that told me that people would go somewhere if they thought somebody was about to get, you know, jumped on unfairly by a gigantic federal monolith. And so that tells me right there that will happen. But then with the election of Trump, you know, all of a sudden that part of it becomes a little less possible, a little less, you know, plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And yet now with all of this other stuff that's going on, with the left deciding they're going to tear up. And see, my biggest bone of contention is Starbucks. They don't need to be breaking those Starbucks. But I digress. All this violence they're doing, and I mean, they're beating people up and tearing people up and setting things afire and everything. Now my beginning, you know, and they're talking about wanting to do a coup. Now, a bunch of these guys are clueless. I have no doubt about that. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't even understand the nature of what they're asking for. A lot of them are calling for martial law, right? So, that's my concern. I feel like now that we have a worse chance of being pulled into it just because of violence.
Well, there definitely is violence, but I think it's going to be constrained and controlled. It's basically a small group of anarchists, and they're the ones that are riling up the mob, as it were. But
right.
My concern really, look, we have both houses of Congress. We have a president in the White House that's going to protect the American people, protect the Constitution, protect our Bill of Rights. We're going to have confirmed, and he will be confirmed, a Justice Gorsuch, who I think is probably the best sort of individual to step into the shoes of Scalia. It would be difficult. Scalia was great, but I think a person like Gorsuch, and possibly I would say Hardiman too, would make very, very fine justices. And so we're fine on that score. The big problem is with the lower courts, the circuit courts, the district courts that have a lot of Obama appointees and Bush appointees. In fact, this Robart apparently was a Bush appointee. And understand, these centrist Republicans want immigration for their own purposes, cheap labor
right.
and all that.
Right.
But nonetheless, they're not really representative of the conservative tradition and the tradition of our founders. But I think that, we have to be concerned about are these lower courts and what they do. And as I said, I think the Ninth Circuit will make the right decision. I certainly hope so. If it doesn't, then we can be in hot water, because that's all the Democrats have right now.
Right.
Is the lower courts. They won't have the Supreme Court. They don't have the Congress, and they don't have the president. If all they have is the mainstream media and internationalists and anarchists, well, then that's very little to go on.
Well, I mean, the mainstream media, I don't think they get listened to that much anymore. And I, when I was, we're about to run out of time, too. That's one reason I'm interrupting you. But the mainstream media, their ratings are tanking. When I was in the military, in my first leadership development class, we had one instructor that said you had to lead by example or you'd be a leader without followers. And being a leader without followers is sort of messed up. And I think that's where the mainstream media finds themselves. And there's, I mean, I'm certain that in the run up to the election, you guys had an impact. I know that I had an impact. Ammo Land had an impact. Everybody out there in some way, shape, or form, the new ways of disseminating information played a role in that. Because most people look at CNN, for example, and they think they're ridiculous. I mean, I mean, even Piers Morgan is coming out against CNN.
Is he still around?
He's still around, but he's out there right now. And the other day he was on Tucker Carlson's show, I think, and they came out just crucifying CNN. So, you know, that does mean hell has frozen over, Roger. And, you know, I'm completely convinced of that now that Piers Morgan has come to my way of thinking. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Ammo Land. And every Monday when I'm not on jury duty, you can find them right here at Lock and Load. When Mr. D'Andrilli be getting into town before next Monday?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, he's in town right now. He's probably home right now, so he's raring to go.
I'll wait till tomorrow to call him. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks a lot, Bill. My pleasure.
Hour number three coming up.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.